the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to this Rant EM pre-show for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view coming up at 8 o'clock. We're going to get into this whole pre-show. We're going to get into the whole pay-per-view. Get your thoughts, your opinions. My bad, guys. We're also going to get into your predictions as well. That number you want to jump into, the call in is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hopefully we get Surfer on the line soon. I just saw him log into Skype. I also get Tony C, Doom, and you. Hit us up again, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. I'm looking at this card. You know, I don't know how I feel about Bobby Roode being a face. And I also don't know... While I love his talent, I don't know why they continue to push Baron Corbin. I don't get it. I don't understand why they keep pushing him. He's not really getting over with a whole lot of people. Kickoff match looks pretty good. We'll see how that works out. The Hype Brothers with Chad versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. We'll see if that kickoff show match works in a minute. You guys can get in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Got Randy Orton versus Rusev. The New Day versus the Usos. Hell in a Cell. Oh, let me head on over to the phone lines right now. Line number one. We got the man, the myth, the legend, and host of the What Are You Reading comic book show. Right here on Rant EM Radio. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I'm Ty. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm right there with you, brother. I'm doing this right after work, so I'm right there with you. What you think about this pre-show, man?
Oh, I haven't been able to turn it on yet. My Fire Stick is stuck for some reason.
Uh-oh. I was on the network earlier looking at the WWE 2K18 roster reveal. I was on there earlier checking that out. But yeah, this show looks kind of promising to me. Kickoff show match, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Brothers. What you think about that? Who you got?
I can't figure out why did they make a big deal about bringing back Shelton Benjamin just to stick him onto a tag team.
Yeah. Yeah, you think he'll get a little bit more hype, you know, looking at what he did previously before, you know, he left. I think he'll get a little bit more hype.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah. But they got the Hype Brothers tonight, so we'll see what they do there. He just texted me.
Well, the Hype Brothers look like they about to
be done.
Break up, yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll be out there. Well,
I give them a run with the belts. So.
Oh, you would give the Hype Brothers a run with the belt.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, on the way out, I guess. Randy Orton, we got Randy Orton versus Rusev. Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. I just said, I don't know about Bobby Roode as a face.
Well.
I don't know about
I don't know why people text me. I don't know if he's going to stay face for long. It's just that, right, who they got him up against is a heel, so.
Yeah.
You know, give it time, he'll. He turned into Bobby Roode, you know, as a heel.
Yeah, I hope he does. That was the way we have come to know and love him. U.S. Champion AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. Why are they even still pushing Corbin? I love his talent, but I don't understand why they keep pushing
him. Yes, they're not. Word is they're not really pushing him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took away the money in the bank from him,
yep,
basically.
They did.
I don't know how much is true, but he kind of messed up by letting them know he was part of the NFL lawsuit and, you know, didn't tell him why he was, I mean, the reason why he's supposed to be part of that lawsuit. Right. Like, they never knew he had that problem.
Right.
So, they're supposed to be angry about that.
Do you think that's a serious concern, or is that just Vince being petty as hell?
Well, it's, you know, all right, if it's true that, you know, he's part of the NFL lawsuit for concussions, well, you know, they're in a business where that can happen. And all of a sudden, before he knew it, if he got one while in the ring, you know, he can start blaming them for it.
Right. We'll see what happens. I just don't understand.
I can bring up the pre-show on YouTube.
We could do that.
No, I'm trying to now.
You're trying to now, okay.
I don't see it.
I thought the pre-show, the kickoff match, was only 7:30?
Yeah, but the whole pre-show, you can catch it on the YouTube page, which, oh, okay, I see it now.
Or the network. Whichever way you want to go.
I found it.
Okay. What do you think about Randy Orton and Rusev, man?
About, say it again.
What do you think about Randy Orton and Rusev?
That's just the biggest case. They don't know what to do with either one of them. Rusev, you know, he may be gone soon. Orton, well, you know, they don't know what to do with him for sure.
Right. All right. I have heard some time ago Rusev asked for his release.
Yeah.
From what I understand. Well,
they seem to be punishing him for cutting his hair, some dumb stuff like that. And
petty, man.
And then him and Lana getting married and putting it out there when they was trying to do a storyline where they weren't together.
Right. Petty, man. Just being petty in that case. And Randy Orton, I guess they don't have anything really for him to do but this, so, you know, we see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. SmackDown Tag Team Match, Hell in a Cell Match, the Usos versus the New Day. Who you got in that one, man?
New Day.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not tired of the New Day yet?
No.
I guess. But we'll see what they do. I like the Usos because, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're always going to come out there and perform. They're just not going to half-ass it, you know? They're always going to come out there and perform. Always give you a decent match. So we'll see. SmackDown Women's Championship, Natalya versus Charlotte.
Too many Hell in a Cell matches they're having tonight?
What's that?
You think they're having too many Hell in a Cell matches tonight?
It's what, 2, 3?
3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's too many.
They're doing the tag team. They're doing the women's. They're doing the men's.
Mm-hmm. I think it's too much. Particularly, why is Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens a Hell in a Cell match? When falls count anywhere?
Well, it's supposed to be to, because it's in Shane's contract. He has to do 2 matches a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, but he's not a talent per se.
Yes, he is. Actually, that's what he is.
So that's what they call him, even though he's not an everyday wrestler, he's still considered a talent. Okay.
Yeah, he signed into a talent contract. Mm.
You guys can get on all this Hell in a Cell talk, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. The card has potential. The only thing I hate are all these leaks that come out. I saw a leak earlier. I'm gonna jump the shark a little bit here. WWE Champion Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura. They're already saying that Shinsuke is gonna get screwed in this.
Saying now?
They're already saying that Shinsuke Nakamura is gonna get screwed in this match.
Yeah, well, you know, they're about to go on the Indian tour, so.
Mm-hmm. They're already saying that a certain someone from NXT, I'm not gonna say who in case you didn't read it, is gonna interfere in Nakamura's match and cost him the belt.
Well, okay. I mean, how else they gonna keep Nakamura
from being champion?
Losing clean.
Yeah. I just think they've mishandled Nakamura all the way across the board since he left NXT. I think they just mishandled him across the board, and it's a damn shame to see.
Damn, well, it's not about now. It's about what happens after this feud with Jinder. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he just goes to, you know, mid-card, barely winning and losing, then you know that he's been screwed over.
Yeah. He could have stayed in NXT for all this. SmackDown Women's Champion Natalya versus Charlotte Flair. You think this is where Natalya gets derailed?
Yeah, I think she could lose tonight. I think she will go. She will lose.
Wow.
I think she would just transition. So.
Yeah, you might be right on that. I like Natty though.
Send Charlotte to SmackDown for her not to be champion at some point.
Yeah, you might be right on that. I hope that's not true though, because I like Natty. I really do. I like Natty a lot. I like her a lot. I like her more than Charlotte. So I've never been a Charlotte Flair fan. So, but we'll see. I hope transition doesn't tag Natty, because she deserves a good long reign. In my opinion, she deserves a good long reign. So hopefully she goes ahead and defends that title tonight.
You know, I was watching this video the other day about what these women wrestlers look like outside the ring. Mm-hmm. And most of them was like, yeah, they don't wear all this makeup and they're just normal looking people. Mm-hmm. Then they show Natalya. Mm-hmm. And she's supposed to be more glammed up outside the ring than when she's in the ring. Like, I mean, like, I'm not talking about just normal makeup. I'm talking about like, you know, cover model looks.
Wow.
It was shocking to see what she supposedly looks like it when she's not wrestling. The way she dresses and the way she does herself. Cause even on Total Divas, she don't look like that.
I don't watch Total Divas. Never again in my life, sir. Never. Never ever. Now, I saw a workout picture of her and Paige together. So, no, she looked good there. What do you think? And it's going to be off the beaten track a little bit because she's not part of this pay-per-view. But what do you think about what they can do with Paige?
Paige, even when she comes back, they're going to punish her.
They're going to punish her, man.
Yeah, she's not going to.
Oh, she's done?
She may do a little. She won't do a lot.
She done before she even walk in the door. Just going over my fantasy stuff real quick. You guys can join into the show. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Let's look and see. What's going on with the kickoff, sir? Have they started that match yet?
I have not. I wish this would stop. I have not seen it yet. Hold on. Let me go back.
Okay. Yeah, let's see here. What's going on? I haven't.
Uh-oh. Cowboys lost the lead.
They did?
Yeah, they're down 28-24.
Oh, and while we're on the subject of fantasy, thank you, Amari Cooper, for giving me absolutely nothing. You could have gave me at least 5 points, you dick. But anyway.
Don't blame him.
I know David Carr's hurt.
Baltimore was shutting him down all day.
Now I know David Carr's hurt, too.
Who's hurt? Oh, David Carr, yeah.
David Carr, rather. I know he's hurt, too. So.
Yeah, but I don't get it. You know, we're off the subject for a second. How do you get a back fracture and it's like, oh, I'll just be back in a few weeks?
I don't know. I'm thinking if you're going to be out 2-6 weeks with an injury like that, you're out the whole six. You know?
I think you might be out longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, they haven't started that match on the kickoff show yet. I'm on the network now. So.
Once the back start getting hurt, you know, it's an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah. One injury after the other is going to go down. That is for sure. That is for sure.
You might have a short career.
Yep. He just might. All right, let's get back into the notes on most of this pay-per-view. Looking at the card as it is, what do you think about it? You know, what pre-show grade would you give it?
This looks like an average show.
Yeah.
Because the matchups don't seem to work in the favor of even wrestling. Like, I don't think I'm going to have a problem with the championship match because Nakamura is good and Jinder can do what he has to do in the ring and, you know, be some shenanigans. We'll see about the females because, well, they both can go and then I think the tag team match is probably going to be the best of the night. It's just a question of whether Rude and Ziggler can steal the show or not.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to completely dog the card before we, you know, really get into the credits of the pay-per-view, but it just looks,
you know, Orton and Rusev. Yeah, you know, that's a bathroom break if you ask me, especially if they do one of those quick matches like they've been doing.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, it just looks blah to me. And then with Jinder winning, that gives me even less, because I'm not a Jinder fan at all, that gives me even less incentive to.
Man, don't let Tony C hear you say that, because he finds him to be a fine champion, and so do I.
Listen. Tony C can listen all he want. I tell him tomorrow night, I don't like Jinder.
Why? Because he used to be part of the job squad?
Nope.
B?
I just don't like him because the way he was ascended, so to speak. It's kind of hard to explain. Everything with Jinder is too business-like for me. It doesn't seem to be like a natural transition. You got the Indian Tour coming up. So what you going to do? Jinder Mahal is your champion. At least his character anyway, if you don't believe anything else.
Yeah, but, you know, when he became champion, you didn't think he'd be champion this long.
Nope, I sure didn't.
And a lot of people did.
I sure didn't.
He fooled you. He fooled everybody.
Yeah, and he's going to be champion again tonight. If you listen to the dirt seats, he's going to be champ again tonight. Well, or at least hold on to it.
Going into next year.
He could be. Very well. Very well so. Very well so. I got a problem with WB. I was talking. Who else was I talking with? I think I was talking to Randy on the sports group page, Sports Report group page. And do you realize Roman Reigns was the highest rated guy in 2K18?
Okay.
No.
No, it's just a video game. What difference does it make?
The disrespect.
Dude, it's a video game. So, what does that mean? That you can't win against Roman Reigns?
I'm not saying that.
Whoever uses Roman Reigns going to go undefeated? Man, this is rankings on a video game.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Can't take that too seriously. I mean, if you can't play it, you know, you're not good with the controls. What difference does it make?
Yeah, don't matter. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right, you getting it, 2K?
Yeah.
Deluxe or regular?
I'm getting deluxe. My youngest boy wants that John Cena action figure it comes with.
Which system?
PS4. I can get it for either one. I have a PS4.
Does it come out?
The 17th.
That is what day? Not a Friday. What day is that?
That is a... Give me a second. A Tuesday. On a Tuesday. Okay. On a Tuesday. So, you know, I'm going to pick it up, see what's going on with it. Could get it for either system, though. I got a PS4. Hunter has an Xbox.
No Nintendo?
Hunter's got an Xbox One. I don't have a Nintendo anything yet.
Coming out for Nintendo?
I don't know. The only two I saw was the PS4 and the Xbox One. I didn't see anything for Nintendo.
Dad, that's disrespectful.
I didn't see anything. Superman's in the chat. Them Cowboys scared. Them Cowboys scored. I'm sorry. They scored. Oh. Oh.
Good for the Coke Boys.
Hey, what did you call them, Surfer?
Coke Boys. I've always called them. Oh, back in the day, they used to have those drug problems, like in the 70s and stuff.
Yeah, I remember. That was so wrong. Man, let me ask your question, and we're gonna go over to Raw for a second. And I've been asking everybody. I just want to see Gage there. What do you think about Monday on Monday Night Raw? What do you think about how the show's being produced? How do you think things are going over on Raw?
Raw is just... You know, you're lucky if you get one thing that's different from week to week. Them closing with Enzo the last two weeks have been different at the most part. I don't know if that's because they can't come up with a good main event match, or they just know that they're losing eyes in the third hour,
right?
And then, you know, Monday Night Football is back on, so that's not helping. Uh-huh. And then now all the television shows are coming back on.
Yep.
You know, Supergirl and Big Bang or whatever else you watch. You know, they got the new X-Men show on TV now. I mean, like, you can, I'm telling you now, you can forget about Monday Night Raw, because every time we're watching that football game to see the new Star Wars trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the tickets go on sale right at the trailer drops.
But that don't matter to you, because you get into all your movies free.
No, they don't always do a screen for Star Wars. Do it for Force Awakens. I doubt they're going to do it for Last Jedi, because they don't have to. Right. People are going to go see it no matter what. And then if it's lousy later, then that's another thing. But nobody's going to need word of mouth to whether or not they're going to go see a Star Wars movie.
Superman, what's up in the chat? Beautiful baby in the chat. What's going on, beautiful baby? Yeah, your Giants 0-5, dude. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. But they 0-5.
ODB, down for the count.
I don't know what you're going to do, man. I don't know what you're going to do, beautiful baby. I don't know what you're going to do.
Old dirty bastard, down for the count.
Them Cowboys, 31-28 with 47 seconds left. So in the fourth quarter, so we'll see how that rolls out. What do you think about the direction of SmackDown? You think that's too much? Do you think SmackDown's too congested right now?
Well, SmackDown was clearly the better show till they had the shakeup.
Agreed.
And they put people on there that just didn't fit to what SmackDown was doing. In Raw, you know, well, I mean, until you see something different that you haven't seen before, you know how that's going to go from start to finish. Right now, they just bringing back the Shield, so.
Yeah.
And it's not like the Shield is going up against a team.
True that, true that. That's
on their level.
Yeah.
You know. They were talking about the Miz Taraj. Then they realized we can't put the Miz Taraj in there with the Shield. So,
right.
Sheamus and Cesaro.
I got a problem with Reigns because with what they're doing with Roman Reigns. Because how the hell you beat Undertaker? How the hell you beat Cena and now you get the IC title shot?
Well, he's going to get his His world title shot, but it's not like the champ is there to defend it.
That's true. That's true, too. That's Doom's argument. That's Doom's argument. Damn, pre-show match. Damn, kickoff match ain't started yet. Damn. They're still talking about the pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, this pre-show match ain't going to go for long.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute match.
They'll probably do it at 7:45.
Well, it'll probably start in another 5 minutes.
Ha! Superman in the chat said Vince and WB screwed up SmackDown on purpose. It's still better than Raw. And Beautiful Baby said it's still better than Raw at the moment. We going to get War Games coming up soon.
Yeah, we ain't going to see it.
Nah.
Oh, no, that's right. It's an NXT.
Yeah, so it's an NXT. Yeah, it's an NXT. Why do you think they put NXT to do War Games?
Because it's Triple H running it and not Vince.
You think that was the right call with those roster, with that roster?
With the War Games?
Yeah, with that NXT roster. You think that was a solid thing?
Well, this is to show Vince, hey, this can work on the main roster. We should use it. Because, you know, if you get a lot of hype about how great that War Games were in NXT, and they go to Vince and say, see, the people want War Games, then maybe we'll get a War Games next year.
Right. Rage said something that was so disrespectful, and I meant to call him out on Facebook. He said he didn't see the big deal with them doing War Games. Wait. I have no problem with them doing War Games. I just
want to write.
That's what Ray said. I didn't say it.
Now, why do you have a problem?
I just have a problem with the NXT roster doing it because all your star power is pretty much gone off that roster.
Yeah, well, you got to make new stars.
This is true, but it just would have seemed better to me if you would have done War Games, you know, if it was going to be a thing, you know, if you would have had a stronger roster there, would have made a little bit more impact. With some name power on that roster. You know?
Like who? I mean, like, what, you know, you can't keep people down in NXT forever.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they should have brought it up before when you still had your Bobby Roode on the roster.
Yeah, maybe the idea, you know, yeah would, they probably couldn't, you know, work it out for whatever reason before this time.
Yeah, Beautiful Baby sees what I'm getting at. War Games should have happened back with Evolution and the Shield. Yeah.
Right, but that Vince, I guess Vince hasn't wanted to do it on the main show.
So it's going to be more of an experiment.
There could have been War Games years ago.
Yeah. It really could have. It really could have. I'm glad to see it. Don't get me wrong. I just want it to be done right.
And maybe because of, you know, with the attendance being low and everything, you know, they're trying to see what'll bring people back in. You know, they're announcing the Starcade, they're announcing the War Games.
Yep.
They have the rights to these things.
They do. Just do it. I just want it done right, man. This will put some Joe Schmoes up in there. You know, do it right. You know, do it right. You think Shane McMahon's got a shot to win tonight against Kevin Owens?
Well, the way he took an ass whipping Tuesday.
And he did take an ass whipping.
I think it'd be ashamed to take an ass whipping and then
and lose.
And have Kevin Owens talk shit to your face.
That would be funny. A beautiful baby to chat. Vince needs to sip his prune juice and chill. Has Kevin Owens, is he still the heel everybody likes?
Yeah, he's still pretty much an asshole.
Yeah. He is. He is.
And, you know, since he's not United States champion, he can't walk around saying he's the new face of America.
Right.
Can't use that gimmick no more.
Right.
So.
I saw somewhere that it was either a story or his Twitter saying he never invoked his Universal Championship rematch.
Well, he's going back to Raw anyway.
Yeah, so you might as well do it there. Yeah. Might as well do it there. Can you see Baron Corbin beating AJ tonight? I don't.
No.
No.
No. You know, they talked about AJ doing the open challenge. Your match about to start, but you really haven't gotten that because Corbin keeps coming down thinking he deserves a title shot. And, you know, he's just trying to play head jerk number one.
Yeah, this match here, your kickoff match is about to start. Benjamin and Gable. I'm sorry, man. That just don't look right to me as a team. It looks weird.
Benjamin and Gable?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wondering why they broke him and Jordan up if they was going to just stick him with another brother and make him a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they feel Jordan, you know, he's going to, you know, be a upper Mick Carter, maybe, you know, make it to the top of the roster by himself. Okay, but, I mean, the other guy, you know, he had a couple of singles matches and then back into being a tag team.
Yep.
I mean, he's probably better off that way. Unless he weighs enough to go on 205. Mm-hmm. I mean, does he weigh that little?
I don't think he does.
He's a short guy, but.
Yeah. I would have rather see Shelton Benjamin do a singles run than be part of a team again. You know, unless you were bringing back him, Angle, and Haas, but, you know, I doubt if you see all three of those guys together.
Does Angle need to get back into the ring?
Yeah, he don't need to. No.
So who's going to turn on who on the Hype Bros?
Mojo.
Well, why Mojo going to turn?
Because I can't see Zack Ryder as a heel.
Unless they both going to turn heel.
Yeah, but I can't see Zack doing it, though.
Well, now Zack been a heel before.
I know, but he's just, to me, he's always been a better face than a heel.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's different from one. Like, he would be a different type of heel than the first time. The first time, he was just a clown heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a little bit more vicious, even though it's not going to go far.
Nah, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. But let's see who wins this match right now. Oh, it's a nice dodge there by Gable.
How's Benjamin? He's like upper 30s.
He's got to be 36, 37, somewhere in that range.
So he's at an age that they wouldn't give him much of a push.
Let me look it up real quick. That's a good question.
I think because it took him so long to get in, like he was supposed to come in like a year ago and he was hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt with his shoulder.
Yeah. That might have been the window there, and now it's just, we did promise to bring you in, so.
But the one thing I do like about Shelton, when he took that, he left and went to the Indies, he learned how to talk.
Well, yeah, okay. Sometimes, WWE don't give you a chance to develop because they just want you to be good and be on top without, coming along.
Right. Okay, he was born in 75, so he's 42.
He's 42?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. 42. He's a lot older than I thought.
Orangeburg, born in Orangeburg, South Carolina. That's about an hour and a half up the road from me.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half up the road from me here. So.
I don't look 42.
No, he don't. He don't.
Let's see, is the game over?
And I would love for him to have a good singles run with the world title.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Nah. Mm-mm. You know it won't. I'd love to see it, because he should have been champion before. What the heck? Dallas about to lose this game.
I think they lost.
It's already 6 seconds left. Oh, they
lost.
35-31.
And Rodgers. CD ran down the field by himself. Then threw a touchdown.
Man.
End zone.
Something. Guys, don't forget to, we will be back after the pay-per-view to go over the results. Give you all the winners, the losers, all the happenings, things like that on this pay-per-view right after it is over. So head on back over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen live button, or you can join in 706-993-4606. They're still doing 30-day free trials over at the network. So if you don't have a membership, go ahead and jump on board with that. You get 30 days free. And this match is still going. Lasting a lot longer than I thought it would have lasted.
Well, you know, I told you it'd be a 10-minute match.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been 10 minutes.
Okay.
Unless your clock's off, because I got 7:37. It's probably ending in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Somebody's going to the top rope.
Now, we've been talking about wrestling. I saw a match last night, man, mm-hmm. where the guy, he just disrespectful. Just put his foot on a man's head while he's down. That was just disrespectful.
Hold up now. What match was this, Surfer?
You know which match I'm talking about. You saw it, too.
Not last night, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Well, you saw it this morning.
No, I've been working all day.
You saw it at some point.
Oh, you talking about, oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Goku and Jiren?
Yeah.
I tell you, man. Jiren is more over than Roman Reigns and John Cena combined. That joker is over.
It's disrespectful when you just step your foot on somebody's head like that. That's not the sign of a good person.
Nah. But you know the thing that made me mad? It says that it was saying that we will get a new transformation. Do you count that as a new transformation from Goku?
Yes.
Because this seems to be more of a technique than a transformation.
Well, it's a transformation. The transformation allows you to do the technique.
Yeah.
And the only thing was, he didn't have enough power to fully make it work.
Yeah.
But if he gets up back up to full strength, then we're going to see what happens when they fight again.
Right. And that's when I think Goku's just going to go ham. Goku's just gonna go ahead. Nice drop kick by Zack. I didn't think he was capable of that. Okay, nice drop kick. Uh-oh. Zack showing his versatility. But, yeah, man, Jiren is just sick. That Joker's just sick. And then Hit gonna try to come in there and do a little something. He catches him, too. Ugh. They have made Jiren so OP. Uh-oh. Mojo's back in the ring. Yeah, that was the that Mojo is a waste of a Andre the Giant Battle Royal winner.
Well, what Andre the Giant Battle Royal winner has gone on to do great things?
That's true too. None. None. Nada.
I mean, yeah, you paying respect to Andre by having a tournament in his name.
Right.
But, you know, that part I don't have a problem with. It's just afterwards, they have the guy coming down with the trophy for a few weeks as if this is going to be a launching point to him winning the title or something. And then the trophy ends up getting broken up anyway at some point.
Right. Man. Yeah, I knew it. Somebody going up to the top rope. Somebody going to the top.
No. Almost.
Yep, almost. He's going to do it again? Oh, my goodness.
You must be behind on your feed.
I might be behind you. Yeah, man. But... And then another thing, we have to wait a day before we see any of the results on the pay-per-view happens on a TV show. Because this is a SmackDown pay-per-view, so we got to wait till Tuesday.
We don't mention it.
No, I'm just saying.
No, don't mention it on TV tomorrow. They always do.
Oh, they're going to mention it, but I'm just saying to see if anything happens, you know, within storylines after this. We have to wait till Tuesday. You know, that's what I hate. Oh man, you got Mojo Rawley doing a Hulk Hogan, really?
Oh. Hype Bros may win this.
Yeah, they might. Show might lose this little pay per view tag match. Oh snap, Hype Brothers might win this.
No. You know, when you stop to turn around to ask your partner, what are you doing?
You know you're going to lose. Oh! Nope.
Oh, damn. They do have to do a Legion of Doom number on the dude. It's over.
Yeah, you brought up a good point, though. Because I always say on Raw, when you run unopposed, you know, you need to have your best stuff to keep people interested. And now everything's starting to come back. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right now, people got money on the line coming to football. Anybody gambling on who Roman Reigns is going to Superman punch tomorrow? So.
Yep. And your winners in the kickoff pay-per-view 2017 Hell in a Cell, Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable, the weirdest looking team ever.
I guess they're going to wait till Tuesday to have them break up.
Yep. Because you didn't see it tonight.
It's like, this is a pre-show. Get the inning. Get the hell out.
Heck yeah.
We got to keep hyping up these real matches.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a little endorsement deal with Mountain Dew with those Kickstarters.
Yeah.
It's a little endorsement deal.
You like that Vol stuff?
No, I don't. I really don't. I think they're nasty.
I don't know what people like in Mountain Dew. I've always thought that's the nastiest soda. You're talking to a person who's addicted to soda, and yet, I don't know what the hell is going on with Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I don't know either. I'm not a Mountain Dew. I'm not a Mountain Dew fan whatsoever.
Yeah, he used to have a logo of a guy getting shot through his hat and everything, so.
Look at Gender.
Wait.
Yeah, it would be a shame if Shane lost tonight. That would be a shame.
2 weeks away.
That would be a shame if Shane lost tonight. That would be a shame if he lost. I'm getting his ass handed to him on SmackDown.
He'd be 0-4. Since he's been in the ring, he hasn't won a match yet.
2 weeks away, TLC. Your girl Asuka supposed to be there.
So I guess that's going to be the main event. It's going to be the Shield versus Miz and the two other guys.
Yeah. It should be Asuka versus Alexa Bliss for the ladies.
She's just going to come in and get a title match just like that?
Dude. What else she going to do? Unless you're pushing Mickey James hard. If you're pushing Mickey James hard, okay.
They are pushing Mickey
James. Yeah, they are pushing the hard, so, you know. I just don't think you're going to have Asuka just come back, you know, make her debut and lose.
No, not lose, but, you know, wrestle somebody else before she gets a title shot.
Build up, right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the way they're doing the women over on. I don't like the way they're doing the women over on Raw. I can't stand it.
Man, they don't seem to put the same effort into it.
Yeah. They really. That's why I was kind of hoping Asuka would end up on SmackDown.
Seemed like both Sasha and Bayley, they're not doing. They don't want to do anything with them. Bayley because she got hurt, and then Sasha because Vince don't think she makes a good heel or a good face.
Yeah. Plus, I thought Vince had more against Sasha due to injury concern. I didn't know about the part that he didn't think she would be a good face or a good heel.
Well, the word was that they thought that Charlotte made a better heel and Bayley made a better face. But, you know, the fans want Sasha with the belt.
Right.
Vince don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, I hear stuff that, you know, she could leave and, you know, quite a few people could leave just because of what's going on.
Yeah. They're hyping up the New Day Usos match now.
Oh.
Yeah. That's I've always liked the Usos because you know you're going to get a solid performance out of those boys. Always going to get a solid performance out of them.
Is Kofi going to get involved in this match?
Probably.
SummerSlam rematch.
And they're all right. Everything started battleground for them. Ooh.
This just shows that the tag team division on SmackDown is kind of on the weak side. I mean, outside of these two, who else you got?
Yeah. Really weak.
They broke up the VOD villains.
Mm-hmm.
Broke up the American Alpha.
Yep.
They're about to break up the Hype Bros.
Why did they end up breaking up American Alpha? So they can do that Jordan storyline with Kurt?
I don't know.
Mm. Always wondered that. All right, let's go ahead and do. Thank you. I got it. Thank you. Let's go ahead and go over these matches one more time before we get out of here tonight. And we'll come back on the post show right after the pay-per-view is over. Should be about maybe 11, 11:15, somewhere along those lines. We'll be right back on. Go ahead and do a review. Get your thoughts and opinions over the results of Hell in a Cell. Let me do real quick. Oh, yeah, Beautiful Baby's talking trash now. Beautiful Baby's talking trash now.
About what?
Ha ha ha, Tony, wherever you are, the cowgirls have been covered in cheese. Oh man. Let me see who just texted me.
Well, it'll be interesting when I listen to your show on the download about what people got to say about the team.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. See. Oh yeah. All right.
The Colts beat the 49ers. Jets beat the Browns. Oh, your boy Cam came through. Won.
That was good to see from Cam, too. That was good to see him come back and play well after adversity like that.
Dolphins won. Chargers won. Good job, Chargers. Mm-hmm. Beagles won. Did Jaguars stop the Steelers?
Yeah, that's what I said.
The Ravens stopped the Raiders, which isn't no surprise since they don't have a quarterback at the moment.
Yeah.
It's the Chiefs and Texans. That's going to be a real...
be a real good one tonight.
No, nah, well, I'm just saying, a real test for Deshaun.
Yep.
See. Chicken Hawks beat the Rams.
No, you did. Did you say Chicken Hawks?
Chicken Hawks beat the Lambs, yeah.
And the Lambs. I'm going to be paying attention to that game tonight to see how Deshaun Watson does.
The Bengals won against the Bills?
Yep. The boys won, man.
Check it out?
Yeah, they won.
Bengals got tired of losing. The Browns, they never get tired of losing.
I heard your boy Kaiser got pulled out of the game.
He played for the Browns?
Yeah, that's their rookie Deshaun Kaiser, their rookie QB. Think of
who the Browns could have a quarterback. They could have Wentz. They could have had Watson.
Yep.
Because they made mistakes on these quarterbacks early on. Now they too shy to draft a quarterback. When good ones are sitting right there. I mean, who thought that Johnny Manziel was going to be the answer?
Yeah, not me. Not me. Manziel's got problems.
That's the one you should have passed on.
Yeah.
It's not about problems. He's not an NFL caliber starting quarterback.
All right, real quick. Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin beats the Hype Brothers tonight in the kickoff match. Randy Orton versus Rusev. Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. Hell in a Cell match. The New Day versus the Usos. SmackDown Women's Championship. Natalya versus Charlotte Flair. Why is she Charlotte Flair now? She used to just be Charlotte. Now she's Charlotte Flair.
She's been going by Charlotte Flair the whole time. It's just sometimes they call her Charlotte Flair, and they just call her Charlotte. It's not, you know. Mm. What's the point of supposed to being Ric Flair's daughter if you ain't using the name?
Yeah. That's true. WWE Championship match, Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens, Hell in a Cell. False Count Anywhere match. I still don't get it. Hell in a Cell. It's supposed to be in the cell.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been. It's like they have this, and yet you just get out whenever you want. Anybody gets in whatever they want. And then people just want to see somebody fall off the top rope, which is Shane going to do, you know. He'll fall off that top of that cage like he always do.
Mm-hmm. Now, money must be good in that contract, too, because I'll be damned. I'll be now. I'm jumping off that top of the cage for anybody. You better pay me, damn it.
Well, it's not like they falling straight to the floor.
Oh, yeah, I know. But still. So what are you eating tonight?
When
you
watch? Hold up, real quick. The biggest bump was Foley going through through the cage.
Yeah. So what are you partaking of during the pay per view? Wings?
No, this isn't nothing special. I'm just gonna eat. Sucks. I might get caught up in the football game. Who knows?
Yeah.
Ghost is coming on tonight. I might watch Ghost for a minute.
I'm gonna keep one eye open on the football game, the other one on the pay per view. That for sure. Let's see here. There we go. You all right, man?
Where's this car?
No. Can't down on me, man.
I can't down on you. What do you mean?
Don't die on me, man. Don't die on the air on me.
Oh, I ain't dying.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for the Hell in a Cell pre-show. We'll be back about 11:15 when the pay-per-view is over. Might be sooner than that, but normally it takes about, what, 3 hours or so before the pay-per-view will be over. Give you all your results, get your thoughts and opinions, and so forth. Sir, for anything you want to say before we get out?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man. All right, guys. We'll see when you come back right after that pay-per-view right here on Rant and Radio. So please stick with us. Now, if the chat room will be open as well. I may be in the chat for a little bit. Surfer may be in the chat for a little bit. So,
see the sports. Since sports guy, you watch Ball in the Family.
Say what?
You watch Ball in the Family?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. I think it's. I'm gonna definitely check it out. Definitely. Alright, guys, that's going to do it for me. I'll see you guys right after the pay-per-view, right here on Rant and Radio. I'll see you then. Take care.